The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Fasting and prayer.
God bless you for your sacrifices.
I welcome
those on Podbean and Telegram. Tonight we continue to commanding financial and economic harvest. I read from Haggai. Chapter 2, verse 8. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, declares the Lord Almighty. I don't know whether you have meditated on this before. Look at how it is put. The silver is mine. And the gold is mine. Declares the Lord Almighty. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, declares the Lord Almighty. Now, is it not true that what belongs to your father or your mother is also yours? Is it not true that what belongs to your father and your mother also belongs to you? So if the silver, God, our Father, the creator of the heavens and the earth, is saying, the silver is mine, and the gold is mine, declares the Lord Almighty. What he's actually saying is that the silver is for me and my children. The gold is for me and my descendants. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But do you know,
that's so in him.
As I was saying on 11th hour yesterday,
Yes.
The devil hasn't created anything new. Satan has never created all the things you see. They say they are from under the sea, they are from here, they are from whatever, and all they are God's creation that Satan stole.
Now, Nehemiah Titi said, if you are see,
and he is using after God saying the silver is mine and the gold is mine, declared the Lord Almighty. Go to Daniel chapter 4 verse 4. Look at what one of the fallen angels with Satan. Daniel chapter 4. Nebuchadnezzar was at home in my palace contended. Go to Daniel chapter 5 verse 4. Let's look at Daniel chapter 5 verse 4. As they drank the wine, they praised the gods of silver and gold, of bronze, iron, wood, and stone. You see,
oh yeah,
Satan didn't fall alone.
Now, Satan, you don't want to hear here.
He fell with some of the angels. So some of them became principalities. Some became powers. Some became rulers of the darkness of this world. Some became spiritual wickedness in high places.
These are
the way they were in heaven. You know, Satan was an archangel like Michael. And other archangels. So Satan came down. And those other archangels became principalities. So the way they were in heaven. That was how they also fell. And the Holy Spirit gave Paul the revelation in Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12. So you see, when this Satan fell, his first target was man. In fact, when you read Revelation, I don't know why I'm sharing this thing, because these are not the things I wanted to share now.
You know,
when you read Revelation chapter 12, from verse 7, the war in heaven, Michael and his angels organized and fought the dragon, the devil, Satan, the ancient serpent, and they cast him out of heaven. The Bible says that he came down with fury, with anger. I think let's look at verse 10. Then I heard a loud voice. Okay, let's go to verse 11. They triumph over him by the blood of the Lamb. And then let's go to verse 12. Therefore rejoice, you heavens, and you who dwell in them. But woe to the earth and the sea, because the devil has gone down to you. He is filled with fury, because he knows that his time is short. He is filled with all fury. And who was the first target of his fury? Adam and Eve.
Adam and Hawa.
The garden.
Because
he envied man.
That
man has been put in charge. Man has been given dominion over everything. Including him. How can man dominate me? So Satan started studying man. And found out the weakness of man. And went to the woman, Eve. Eve is a soulish being. That was why she was created out of the side of man. But Adam was created direct from the cliff. And so Satan studied. Look, the serpent didn't just go to the woman one day. They used to communicate. Communicate. And she knows what the woman likes. When you read from verse 6 of Genesis chapter 3, when she saw that it was good, the fruit was desirable, it was also and so. When the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food, and pleasing to the eye, and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate. You see, a conversation had been going on. You know, Satan incarnated the serpent.
Now, Satan, ora owonimo.
The spirit of Satan entered into the serpent.
Satan, hohom, ora owonimo.
So when the serpent was actually communicating with Eve,
Eve
couldn't discern the spirit that was speaking.
Eve
thought it was just a normal serpent. Please, always discern who is speaking. Like Acts chapter
16.
When Paul and Silas were on their way passing, this lady saw them. Oh, these are men of God. They are men of the Most High. Everything she was saying was to me. But the Bible says something. It wasn't only one day that they passed.
Any
time they are passing. But one day. Let's look at how the Bible puts it.
Give
me Acts chapter 16.
You see
the way I'm connecting the scriptures. Acts 16. Acts 16 verse 25. Give me verse 25, please. Okay, give me, I think from verse, give me, let's say from verse 15. If you consider, okay, continue, 16. Fine. Once when we were going to the place of prayer, we were met by a female slave who had a spirit by which she predicted the future. Divination, that was the witchcraft. She earned a great deal of money for her owners by fortune telling. 17. She followed Paul and the rest of us shouting, "These men are servants of the Most High God who are telling you the way to be saved." What she was saying was true. She kept this up for many days. For how many days? Many days. Finally, Paul became so annoyed that he turned around and said to the spirit, "In the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to come out of her." At that moment, the spirit left her. For somebody to see you and tell your name, where you are coming from, it's not an issue at all. But what is the source? What is the source? Who is speaking to you? Eve didn't know who was speaking. She thought it was the same friend, serpent, that they were in the garden with. The serpent looked like a human being. The serpent was the closest to human being before gorilla and monkey and others. So as they used to communicate, she thought, it's the same serpent. So one day when the serpent asked, did God say, Eve couldn't discern that another spirit has entered the serpent? Please, be careful who is speaking to you. As I'm speaking to you right now, discern the spirit that is speaking. Discern. Know the spirit. Because any spirit can enter anybody and speak to you. I have a family friend. My wife, no. Look, a big man. Oh, she has been a deacon to many Assemblies of God churches. She will jump and go to this one. Jump and go to this one. Finally, he established a church in his own house. No church was good again. Because what he wants to hear, he doesn't hear. He has gone round. Who told you? Do you know the things that are speaking through people to you? So you see,
this
Daniel, chapter 5 verse 4.
Daniel, how many things you
one of the principalities that fell with Satan.
Penny, but Satan,
to took charge of the gold, silver and gold. You see, the moment the serpent won over Eve, and God brought them out of the garden, all the principality that fell, they distributed themselves.
What you tell
me? Me, I'll be in charge of silver and gold. I'll be in charge of all the rivers.
So,
river gods. I'll be in charge of the mountains. I'll be in charge of the forest. I'll be in charge of this. I'll be in charge of this. So there is a god, a demon, a principality in charge of the silver and the gold. The silver and the gold that belongs to God and his children. A spirit has taken over. And God's children are quiet. One day it shall be well. One day it shall be well. When the Bible says in Psalm 24 verse 1, the earth is the law. And the fullness thereof. The world and all that dwelleth in it. They belong to the Lord. Not Satan. 2024. I said 2024. You will locate your silver and gold. I said you will locate your silver and gold. Something that should belong to you. Now you need to join a certain group. What is ours, we are taking it. I say, what is ours, we are taking it. We don't have to join any group to take it. It belongs to our Father. Do you know that money is power? There are three powers. When you have them, then you have power. Money is power. Holy Ghost is power. What is the third one? Money, God, and what? Position, eh?
Yes.
You can't like president. So and so. So when you have money, you can rule. When you have money, you can rule. Money is power. Ecclesiastes says it. Say, money answers all things. It also says, money is what? A shelter. As you are sitting down right now, You are thinking. Some people, when you see that their face is always hard and straight, let somebody come and give you a check of $10,000. For the first time, you start smiling. Even you come and down here, when they are dancing, when you are dancing, $10,000. Something has changed your steps. But when you are here right now, you'll be turning around to see whether the one you are owing is around. You are not comfortable. Look. Money belongs to our Father. We are collecting it. We are taking it. I say we are taking it. If in heaven we are going to walk on silver and gold. Gold street in heaven. In heaven. That is the gold they used to tar the roads. And here. The Bible says in the days of Solomon,
but trying to say Solomon never know.
Silver was like stones. The man was so rich that it was like stones. Isaiah 45 verse 3. I will give you hidden treasures riches stored in secret places, so that you may know that I am the Lord, the God of Israel, who summons you by name. Amen.
Amen.
Isaiah 60 verse 11. Isaiah 60 verse 11. Your gates will always stand open. They will never be shut, day or night, so that people may bring you the wealth of the nations, their kings led in triumphant procession. Amen.
Amen.
Say, my breaker year.
My breaker year.
To assess. And possess. Silver and gold. For the kingdom advancement.
Has come.
Say 2024. The mighty hand of God. Has ushered me. Into my breaker year. To assess and possess. Silver and gold. For kingdom advancement. Let me tell you something. We have started the prayer. Don't forget this. For kingdom advancement.
Lord,
give me access to silver and gold. The moment you ask for kingdom advancement. Because the number one thing on God, thy kingdom come. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. And all other things. Anything that will promote the kingdom. That is God's heartbeat.
Look,
those who are fast to possess the wealth, they just add kingdom.
Kingdom.
How much can you eat? How many rooms can you stay in? But for the kingdom. Evangelism. Making people's lives better. Spreading the gospel. Giving people food to eat. Making people's lives better. That is kingdom. Kingdom. Then yourself.
Anyone,
and others.
Any other.
That's why God blesses you. Number one for the kingdom. Number two for yourself. Number three for others. Everything you are making is for these three. So find out how much of God's kingdom is inside the money you are making. And then yours. And then others. If you are only thinking about yourself.
What do you want to do?
Say, my Father in heaven. I thank you for ushering me into my breaker year. The presence of the Lord has ushered me into my breaker year. I am in my breaker year. In this breaker year, 2024,
I command
financial and economic habits.
I come,
To assess
and possess
my silver and gold,
my silver and gold.
For kingdom advancement.
For kingdom advancement.
2024 is my breaker year. To
assess
and possess
silver and gold.
For kingdom advancement.
Declare.
2024
2024
is my breaker year.
To
access and possess.
The wealth of the nations.
For kingdom advancement.
Say
2024 is my breaker year. To
access
and possess.
The wealth of the nations.
For kingdom advancement.
Take over the prayer right now.
Say 2024. It's my breaker year. We saw in Deuteronomy 26:8. And Jeremiah 32:21. So the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, with great terror and with signs and wonders. Say, my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
Let the mighty hand. Of God.
That has brought us
into 2024.
Help us to assess and possess
the silver and the gold.
Let the mighty hand of God.
That has brought us into 2024.
Let your mighty hand, Lord, 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 let your mighty Say, our Father in heaven,
you said in your word,
in Haggai chapter 2, verse 8,
that the silver is yours.
The gold is also yours.
Oh Lord,
let your mighty hand,
that has brought me.
Into 2024.
Give me the silver and the gold.
That belongs to you.
Give it to me. As I clap my hands.
Give it to me, Lord.
Let your mighty hand.
Give me the silver and the gold.
2024. Give me the silver and the gold that belongs to me. My Father in heaven. Our Father in heaven. My Father in heaven. Bless the Lord, your mighty hand, O Lord.
For your kingdom
When you read Genesis chapter 30,
okay, come on, somebody can hear me, sir.
Verse 31 to 43. Genesis 31 to 43.
And
Genesis 31.
Now, okay, Genesis 31.
Verse 10 to 13 or 14. Let's read 31:10-4. In breeding season, I once had a dream in which I looked up and saw that the male goats mating with the flock were streaked, speckled, and spotted. The angel of God said to me in the dream, Jacob, I answered, here I am. And he said, look up and see that all the male goats mating with the flock are streaked, speckled, or spotted. For I have seen all that Laban has been doing to you. I am the God of Bethel, where you anointed a pillar and where you made a vow to me. Now leave this land at once. and go back to your native land. If I want you to read going, the Bible says that God took the wealth of Laban and gave it to Jacob. Jacob had a dream. How to make his own wealth. Beloved, as we are praying, we need ideas. We need the wisdom to assess the silver and the gold, to possess the wealth of the nation. Say, my Father in heaven,
my Father in heaven,
give me the ideas,
give me the ideas,
give me the wisdom,
give me the wisdom,
to assess and possess,
assess and possess,
the silver and the gold,
the silver and the gold,
and the wealth of the nation.
The
give it to me, give it to me, give it to me, give it to me, as I clap my hands,
Lord,
give it to me,
give it
to me, the ideas,
give it to me, Lord, give the ideas, give me wisdom.
Say, my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
Let your presence.
Let your presence.
Give me the favor.
Give me the favor.
To assess.
Favor to assess.
And possess.
And possess.
The silver.
The gold.
And the wealth.
And the wealth.
Of the nations.
Favor.
To assess and possess the silver,
the
gold,
and the wealth
of the nations.
As
I clap my hands, oh Lord, let your presence give me favor, favor to assess, favor to possess the silver, the gold, and the wealth of the nations. Yes, give me favor, give me favor. Please, don't pray these prayers with your absent mind. Don't just let your mouth be saying after us when we are saying.
Please,
let your mind and your heart be involved in what you are doing. Look.
Yeah.
The richest, do you know what they are doing with their money? Look at what Bill Gates is doing with his money.
Bill Gates, oh yeah.
They are creating artificial wealth.
Yes,
sir. With this high technology. This is the time diseases that we have never heard before are killing people. Why? Because 70% of the food we are eating now is artificial. Even farming produce. Artificial. Artificial.
I said that you know now.
I'm telling you. Artificial.
Because
the man has money.
Na papa no sika.
Money is power.
Sika wo eye to me.
You can control.
Obetime di bibi
aso. You can control government.
Obetime di abai so amperepo.
How much more?
And
if you should have a Bill Gates in this house,
let's say in your Bill Gates,
if God should raise rich people, can you imagine what they will use their money for? Look at the richest boy in the world. Look how they are using their money for. Creating, fueling wars.
Yes, sir.
They are behind all the wars. And when the people are throwing bombs and killing each other, they are picking the gold. They are taking the oil. Especially Africa.
As for
Africa,
it
is only God. It is only God that has kept us alive. I was reading something and watching DR Congo. They are just killing people. The government cannot do anything.
Yes,
they are just killing them. And taking over their land and property. Because they have bought the government.
They say you are talking about
Africa. But our God is alive.
Amen.
Say the God who owns the silver and the gold.
The God who owns the silver and the gold.
The God who owns the wealth of the nations.
The God who owns the wealth of the nations.
My Father in heaven. I am your child.
I am your covenant child.
Give them to me, O Lord. Give me the silver and the gold. Give me the wealth of the nation. For your kingdom advancement. As I clap my hands. Give them to me. Give them to me. Give them to me. Say, my Father in heaven,
my Father in heaven,
to you alone,
to you alone,
belongs,
belongs
the silver and the gold,
and
the wealth of the nation. You are the owner, according to your word. In Haggai chapter 2, verse 8, the silver is yours,
the silver is yours.
So also is the gold,
so also is the gold,
and the wealth of the nation.
And the wealth of the nation.
My Father in heaven,
my Father in heaven,
as the owner.
As the owner
of the silver and the gold,
of the silver and the gold,
and the wealth of the nation,
the wealth of the nation,
release on me now,
release on me now,
the anointing,
the anointing,
the power,
the power,
the favor,
the favor,
and the grace,
and the grace,
to access
and possess
the silver and the gold,
the silver and the gold,
in
the wealth of the nation. Release, release. Release the anointing. As I clap my hands, release the anointing. Release the favor. Release the grace. Release the anointing. Release the favor. Release the grace. Release the anointing. Release the favor. Release the grace.
On me. Release the grace. On me. Release the favor. On me. Release the grace. On me.
When you read Genesis chapter 24, verse 35.
Okay, guys, most of the kaitel you know that you are saying no more.
Media, you see, the prayer points are changing, so don't worry. They are changing. We are being led by the Spirit of God. The ones you took, I don't know when we'll pray them, but let's follow the Spirit of Genesis 24, verse 35. The Lord has blessed my master abundantly. This is Abraham. Abraham, Eliezer was talking to. The Lord has blessed my master abundantly, and he has become wealthy. He has given him sheep and cattle, silver and gold, male and female servants, and camels and donkeys. When I was reading, when Jacob was going to meet
Esau,
the number of donkeys he sent to Esau, the number of camels, what? Those days,
San animal.
The people of God were rich.
They
were very rich and wealthy. Do you know why people come to church? Little thing, they are angry. Something small, the pastor will say anger.
Oh, I
think it's
somebody
will pass a small anger. They are thinking of school fees.
No, I did school fees.
They are thinking of rent. They are thinking of their debt, so they are already angry. They are angry. Their faces are hard. They don't smile. Some of them, when they are giving offering, then they are looking at the pastor's stomach. Look at the stomach. Look at the stomach. When they dance, when they drop. They look at the way he's dressed. They are angry. Look, poverty is not good.
Oh, yeah.
Scarcity.
I want you.
It will change your outlook. A very nice person can look ugly.
Because
always your face is hard. You are thinking. Meanwhile, you are a lovely person.
Say
the God who owns the silver and the gold.
The God who owns the silver and the gold.
Anointed to possess.
Anointed to possess.
Anointed to take over.
Anointed
to assess.
Anointed to
grace to assess.
Grace to assess.
Favor to assess and possess. The silver and the gold. And the wealth of the nation. Give it to me now. Let it fall upon me now. As I clap my hands, let that anointing fall.
Let the wealth of the nations
Those who were here earlier, we read
a
rivalry scripture to Haggai chapter 2 verse
8. When,
after God has spoken to Haggai that the silver is mine, the gold is mine. But then we are seeing in Daniel chapter 5 verse
4
that the principality that fell, each of them possess part of creation. Some of them took over the silver and the gold. Some of them took over rivers. That's why we have river gods. Gold and silver. Do you know how they get gold? Do you know how they get real gold? Some of the human sacrifice is involved. I'm telling you, human sacrifice. Then the gold will appear. Because there is a demon in charge. So you must satisfy that demon. Something that belongs to God. But the principality that fell, each of them went and possessed any of this. And the Bible says in Daniel chapter 5 verse 4, they were drinking and they were praising the God. The gods of gold and silver, of bronze, of iron, of wood, and stole. Satan has not created anything. Satan uses what God has created. And God has created it for you and I. For the church. Saying the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Every principality
and power
in charge of silver and gold. And the wealth of the nation. Give way for me to access. And to possess. The silver and the gold.
And
the wealth of the nation.
For
kingdom advancement.
Give way.
Give way now. Have you traveled to a place where somebody takes you to a shop? When you go to a shop, the first thing you check on every item is the price. You see them turning it like this. What is the price? How much? You want to make sure that you see the price. Do you know that people go to the shop? They just park. But when you are checking. So I was asking this man.
You know me, sir, my papa, baby.
Say, pastor.
Asafo.
Back the.
Let's
check the price.
May I hear a bona, sir?
Then I realized that I was in a different world.
Let me move. Say, we need movie. I say, we program.
I was just thinking.
Let me do.
The man is not asking for the price.
Oh, Miss Sandy won't put no under any circumstances.
Pick this one.
Oh, power.
Pick this one. No, power. Pick it. Pick it. When I want to see,
maybe I may say, how much? So then
I hope you understand. Then you calculate.
Now, what who said?
Do you think everybody calculate? I declare, let that anointing,
amen.
Anointing that does not calculate,
amen.
Let it fall upon the house,
amen.
Let it fall in this house right
amen.
Now. This year 2024,
yes.
Let the altar release that anointing.
Amen.
Let this altar release that anointing.
Amen.
Let this altar release that anointing.
Karabasayata. Oh, Jesus.
Jeremiah 51:58. Look, okay, no. Ezekiel 30:20-22. Sorry. Okay, you let Jeremiah be there. Jeremiah 51:58. This is what the Lord Almighty says. Babylon's thick wall will be leveled, and a high gate set on fire. The peoples exhaust themselves for nothing. The nation's labor is only fuel for the finance, for the flames. Say, my Father in heaven.
My father in heaven.
Every demonic thick wall.
Every demonic thick wall.
A thick gate.
Deny me access
into the silver and the gold,
and
the wealth of the nation. Let
it
cut fire and scatter.
Let
the thick walls and the gates. Let them cut fire and scatter right now.
Let them come fire.
Let them come fire.
Let them come fire.
Last but one for today. The rest we shall pray them tomorrow up at the half night from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Ezekiel 30. Give me Ezekiel 30, 20 to 22. Ezekiel 30, 20 to 22. In the 11th year, in the first month of the seventh day, the word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, I have broken the arm of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. It has not been bound up to be healed or put in a splint so that it may become strong enough to hold a saw. Therefore, this is what the sovereign Lord says. I am against Pharaoh, king of Egypt. I will break both his arms, the good arm as well as the broken one, and make the sword fall from his hand.
Amen.
Say, let every evil hand,
let every evil hand
deny me access.
Deny me access.
Why?
To the silver and gold.
To the silver and gold.
And the wealth. And the money. Of the nations.
Let the hand deny me access to my silver and gold.
let it die. Let it die. Let the hunger fire and 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 die.
Those of us who, by the grace of God, we are naturally generous people. Naturally, we give. It's not a problem at all. We are born with it. And then those of you who are also trading. Recently, a woman of God came to see my wife. She has a shop.
Our shop.
And the people around the place, they also have shops.
Also our shop.
But the way people patronize her shop. In the center of Accra.
Oh, okay, maybe.
So one of the ladies just came and said, oh, can you give me something? Gladys, what was it? Can you give me some? Is it money? Some of the things that she was, if she can give her some as a gift, eh? Can you give me some of the things she was selling? Oh, I need some. A woman around. Who is
talking?
And then she thought, okay, because she's a woman of God. Then she gathered some fear and then gave up. How many which nobody bought in the shop? A place where people are gathered all the time. After that day,
every Saturday, no.
Nobody entered. Nobody entered the shop.
Last
Sunday, she came to see my wife. And brought some things. Mama, I want to come and sow this. To pray and reverse any curse. And the lady pastor prayed for her.
Anna, I saw about Mano.
The following day, Monday.
Then
Tuesday.
My brother.
She called her.
A friend.
Mama.
Mama.
It's good to have spiritual matters.
Yes, sir.
Everything has changed.
Hako, yes, hako.
My market is restored.
Oh, amen.
You see, I pity those of you who think that we are just in this world. People are evil, eh? People are carrying spirits. Say, I command. Money. Let money come into my hands. I command money. I command dollars. I command pounds sterling. I command euro. I declare right now,
Jesus,
that the mighty hand of God and the outstretched arm that has brought you into the year 2024.
Jesus.
Let that mighty hand
Jesus
deliver to you,
amen,
the wealth of the nations,
amen,
that are in wrong hands. Deliver to you the monies. Deliver to you the silver and the gold.
Amen.
Deliver to you every blessing of yours that
amen
is in
amen
for kingdom advancement.
Yes, O Lord. Amen.
Let money enter the house.
Amen.
Let money enter people's pockets.
Amen.
Let money locate.
Amen.
Let businesses be restored.
Amen.
Any spirit, any spell that has been cast on any business,
Jesus name,
let that spell catch fire right now.
Jesus name,
let it catch fire right now.
Jesus
name, let it catch fire right now.
Jesus name,
let it catch fire right now.
Jesus
name, let it catch Holy Ghost fire right now.
Jesus name.
Let every business in the house be released.
Amen.
Let every wealth in the house be released.
Amen.
Let every silver and gold be released.
Amen.
Begin to thank God right now.
Yes, thank
God for the answered prayer right
now.
Thank God that you are possessed.
Thank you for the answered prayer.
Be sensitive to the Holy Spirit.
Any
direction He will give you. The ideas that will drop. That's how it works.
Jesus.
May the God who is kind.
Amen.
The God who is merciful.
Oh, Jesus.
The God who is compassionate. The God who knows our strength. How much we can endure.
Oh,
how much we can be patient. How much we can suffer. Let that God show Himself to you now.
Amen.
Let the mighty hand that brought you into 2024. Let that hand give you acceleration.
Amen.
Give you speed.
Amen.
Let that hand produce your miracle.
Amen.
Produce your testimony.
Amen.
Let that hand,
oh Jesus,
put something in your hands.
Oh yes, O Lord.
As you leave this place, you yourself should know that something has entered your life.
Amen.
Those who know you should know that something has happened to you.
Amen.
Let the presence of God manifest the best of the best.
Amen.
I declare it done.
Amen.
In the name of God the Father.
Amen.
In the name of God the Son.
Amen.
In the name of God the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.